Good morning. Clouds, showers, areas of fog and drizzle are all common this morning across interior New York and New England as moisture lifting up from the mid-Atlantic coast combines with a low pressure wave riding over the Niagara frontier and into southern Canada. With this low pressure wave passing through, we'll have cloudy skies today and occasional passing showers, especially from I-90 and points north. To the south, the showers will be more intermittent and more of the day will be dry, maybe even some hints of sunshine in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England. In these areas, temperatures will be in the upper 50s for daytime highs, while the rest of the region will be stuck in the upper 40s to lower to mid-50s during the afternoon hours. This wave of low pressure will pass through in the evening hours and will dry it out tonight. Skies will remain cloudy, and there's still the risk of a couple of showers as lows drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. A brief area of high pressure will build in on Tuesday, and while skies will remain mostly cloudy, it should be dry for the day, and high temperatures will manage to reach into the lower 50s on average. As we get into the day on Wednesday, that high pressure center will clear out a few more of the clouds and with partly sunny skies in the lower 50s before the next disturbance tracks in from the south. This will be a combination between what's left of Zeta, the tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, and a storm system that'll pivot through Texas and head our way. This will produce a round of steady, at times heavy rain on Thursday and Thursday night, with high temperatures in the lower 50s. And the big question is how long this system will take to depart, but it does look like there's the chance of rain and even some wet snow across the higher terrain on Friday morning before we see a drying trend. Highs will stay in the lower 40s on Friday before bouncing back to the upper 40s on Saturday as sunshine returns for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the early season major winter storm in the Rockies and Central Plains continues to march south, producing moderate to heavy snow. More than a foot of snow with gusty winds and plummeting temperatures is forecast for the higher terrain across the central Rockies, while a wide swath of 6 or more inches of snow is expected through much of the central to southern high plains. Temperatures will fall to record levels from the interior western United States to a large portion of the Great Plains for the next couple of days due to this early season Arctic blast. In addition, strong winds behind the Arctic front will cause blowing and drifting of snow with blizzard conditions possible in the windiest locations. Even high temperatures are not expected to warm much at all, with readings in the teens for some. Bitterly cold wind chills ranging from between 10 and 20 below are also expected in portions of the northern Rockies and northern plains. West Texas in particular can anticipate a form of temperature whiplash as highs yesterday were near 90 but will struggle to reach freezing by Tuesday. These jarringly colder temperatures infiltrating the southern plains combined with an upper low over the Four Corners region will lay the groundwork for a potential ice storm from central Kansas and Oklahoma into West Texas by Monday night and Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in freezing fog, 19 degrees with a south wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility in cloudy skies, 37 degrees, the dew point 37, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.26 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers and areas of drizzle near 60. Boston, cloudy with showers and drizzle, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 39. That's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.46 inches for the month, which is 1.53 inches below normal, and 28 inches for the year, which is 4.44 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 37. the record high 78 set in 1963 and the record low 20 in 1952. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:55 p.m. 10 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. More showers tonight, areas of fog, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the upper 40s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, mainly dry, upper 40s to around 50. Partly sunny on Wednesday, lower 50s. A good chance of rain on Thursday, lower 50s. A chance of rain and wet snow in the mountains on Friday in the lower 40s. And back to sunshine for the weekend on Saturday in the upper 40s, lower 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayanos.